Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First things first, discuss some of the pros and cons of an earlier primary date, one that we haven't really seen in decades.
Yes, it's been a number of decades since New York State has had a June primary. The one advantage of the early primary is that it gives the victors of the party primaries a longer time to campaign, and it gives the Board of Elections staff a longer time to prepare the ballot for the November election. And then in those instances, we're able to get absentee ballots out and early voting ballots situated well before the time for the election, which sometimes was cramped because of court cases and challenges that came to primary elections. The disadvantage of having an early primary is that it comes falls toward the beginning of summer here, and people aren't used to that. So it's going to be an education process, which we have attempted to do this year, and telling people that we have the early primaries and that the election day is in June.
You know, you can do as much as you can do to try to get the word out, but I would assume that most would anticipate a lower voter turnout for tomorrow than in years past. Would you agree with that?
I would think that that would be the general consensus. I really don't know to what extent we're going to have a turnout. We're certainly hoping that in the hotly contested areas where the party primaries have garnered a lot of attention, that the voters are aware and that they will be coming out. Primaries are very difficult to gauge in voter turnout anyway, because it's not all areas have elections and not all parties have elections. So while you may be sitting in the town of Lancaster where I reside and you have Democrat, Conservative, Republican, Independence Party primaries going on, you may be just across Transit Road and not have as many primaries or be a member of the party that have a primary. So if there is any question, we're encouraging people to either check out our website, www.elections.erie.gov, or call the Board of Elections, and we'll be happy to fill you in whether you have a primary and where to go and vote.
You mentioned something about how one of the advantages is that the people who win the primaries will have more opportunity and time to campaign. In the same way, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Those who are running in the primaries have less time. Do you find it more important that the actual winners of the primaries have more time than those running in the primaries?
Well, the vast majority of parties select their candidates for races without having primaries. So in that respect, many more candidates will have more opportunity to campaign and will have all the summer and fall to do so. In those instances in which you do have primary elections, the campaign time has been a bit shorter, but it really wasn't that long when the primary was in September, because the petition process was in June as opposed to February that started this year. What occurred in years past is when we would have primary elections, and particularly if you had a very close primary election, it would take a while for the Board of Elections to count each and every vote, certify the winner, and then if it was a contested race where somebody felt that they had a ability to challenge the board's certification, they would go to court. And we've had instances where on the weekend before the general election, the Board of Elections had to change the ballot because of a court decision. Certainly won't happen this year with having the early primary, and it'll allow us a greater opportunity to get those ballots out to military and overseas personnel.
You sound, in general, pretty happy that the primaries are earlier. Would you agree with that assessment?
I think that if the state legislature had given us a little time, it would be a good thing. I think that what has really caused the boards of elections and the general public to have problems with the early June primary is the fact that it was sprung on us so suddenly. The legislature only met in January and decided we're going to have a June primary and change a number of aspects of the election law, which the boards of elections had been scrambling. Had they given us a year or 2 years to go and put this into place, I think we would have a much better opportunity to express our views, to be able to get that procedure down and to get the public informed as to the early primary. I think it's a good thing in the long run, but it probably will take several years before the public is aware of it and accustomed to it again.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, because it is a primary election and because not every party in every town has a general as a primary election, we are encouraging people to call the Board of Elections if they have any questions as to whether they are eligible to vote tomorrow and where to vote tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.